Wisconsin governor survives recall.
Voters really do want leaders who stand up and make the tough decisions.
The Jerry Sandusky jury.
Not many said that they couldn't be fair and impartial.
New financial worries in Europe.
More ominous signals across the continent.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup.
Now this is what democracy looks like.
Democracy in Wisconsin and a big money battle to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker has failed.
I thought it was ridiculous, and I think it was an embarrassment.
The recall was just a waste of time and a waste of money.
Walker, who ended collective bargaining rights for most public workers, is just the country's third governor to face a recall and the first to win.
I believe there is more that unites us than divides us. I believe that now the election is done. We can move on and we can move forward.
I'm Andrew Mullenbeck with Mayor Tom Barrett's campaign in Milwaukee.
This is not an end tonight. This is an end of another chapter.
His supporters weren't ready to concede, but Barrett told them to look ahead.
Never, ever stop doing what you think is right.
Reverend Jesse Jackson says Walker's policies are still the target.
The attacks on public sector workers. There's a consistent line of attack.
Andrew Mullenbeck, CBS News, Milwaukee.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. The Wisconsin recall fight has turned the state that Barack Obama easily won 4 years ago into a presidential campaign battleground. CBSNews.com's Brian Montopoli looks at the exit polls.
Obama still seems to hold about a 9-point lead in the state, so it's probably going to be a Democratic state, but certainly Mitt Romney is probably seeing a little glimmer of hope in the Badger state.
Wisconsin saw massive amounts of outside money supporting the GOP governor and a test of the Democrats get out the vote machine. President Obama will fight for his turf there. Republicans say Romney plans an aggressive Wisconsin effort. Today he's celebrating his latest 5 GOP primary wins, Steve.
Voters in two California cities, San Diego and San Jose, have approved new cuts in retirement benefits for city workers. Chuck Reed is the mayor of San Jose.
It's going to save the city of San Jose billions of dollars over the next few decades so we can begin to restore service.
And a California ballot measure to slap a new dollar a pack tax on cigarettes was defeated. Now to Pennsylvania and the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse trial. CBS's Barry Bagnato tells us jury selection is off to a speedy start.
If the current pace of jury selection continues, a panel could be completed today. So far, it includes
an engineer,
a teacher, the Penn State graduate,
a retired professor for Penn State.
Juror number 7 will be a senior at Penn State in the fall.
Showing trust, Judge John Cleland focused on prospective jurors who insisted they could make fair judgments based on the evidence, even when some answers to questions hinted at bias against Sandusky, a school bus driver, for instance.
She initially said she felt it was her duty to protect those children.
She said she could be impartial and was chosen. When the judge heard a man with close Penn State ties admit this case was going to be a hard one,
he said, "I hope it's hard for everyone. If it's easy, we have the wrong jury."
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
There's a pretrial hearing today at Fort Meade, Maryland, for Army PFC Bradley Manning, who's charged with leaking government secrets to WikiLeaks. Manning's lawyer will look to get about half of the 22 charges dropped. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings in Kandahar, not far from the big coalition base. At least 22 people were killed. Reporter Tom Peter on Skype from Kabul says it hit an area where supply trucks gather.
This bomber approached these truckers, and in that area itself, I've been down there many times, and you know, it's like a highway. It's like when there's kind of a parking lot and stuff. So there's really, it wouldn't be that difficult to do.
The second bomb went off as people rushed to help. Also in Afghanistan, a coalition helicopter crashed, killing 2 NATO service members. And 15 Taliban suspects have been arrested in a plot to poison the water at girls' schools. Meetings to tackle Europe's debt crisis have been good enough to boost world financial exchanges. But despite the talk, there are still some ominous signals coming from Europe. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Downgrades for several banks in Austria and in mighty Germany, a sign Europe's biggest economy is not immune to the crisis. Plummeting tax revenues could mean the Greek government goes broke next month. And though Spain's just denied it needs help bailing out its banks, analysts are skeptical.
It looks as though the Spanish government is broke and its major bank is broke. An urgent remedy is required.
Oxford University's Nyree Woods analyst Alistair Heath says the Eurozone's at a crossroads.
The choice is stark.
either you go for more integration of the Eurozone or you go for disintegration.
But integrating 17 national budgets and banking systems, which the Obama administration favors, could take years. The markets that underpin so much of our global economy think in terms of weeks, days, even hours, Steve.
A man many people look to for words of wisdom on the economy says the chances of the U.S. slipping back into recession are very low. But Warren Buffett told a Washington audience all bets are off if the situation in Europe gets worse. The World Health Organization warns today that gonorrhea is growing more resistant to drugs and may one day be untreatable. The sexually transmitted disease infects millions of people around the world every year. A new look behind bars in this country finds more states are extending prison sentences. Leslie Gelb of the Pew Research Center says that's putting more pressure on taxpayers.
The report found that since 1990, the amount of time that prisoners are spending behind bars has jumped by 36%. In 2009 alone, that increase cost the states more than $10 billion. And over half of that was for nonviolent offenders.
At a high-security prison in Bishopville, South Carolina, a guard was rescued early this morning, ending a six-hour standoff with inmates who held him. That speck crossing the sun late yesterday was Venus. These people saw it in Cleveland.
I saw a little nick in the sun, in the side of it.
It's pretty cool, you know.
It's awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
If you missed it, you're out of luck. The next transit of Venus is in 105 years. Some cast members from TV's Happy Days will get a day in court. A California judge has decided their lawsuit against CBS Studios and Paramount Pictures over DVD royalties can go before a jury next month. Top stars Ron Howard and Henry Winkler are not part of the action. Grammy-winning singer Sheryl Crow reveals she has a brain tumor. It's considered benign, and her manager says she's in good health and will continue a nationwide tour. The 50-year-old Crow is a breast cancer survivor. Sunny Los Angeles could become home of hockey's Stanley Cup as early as tonight. CBS's Steve Futterman will be on hand.
When the playoffs began, few Los Angeles fans gave their team a chance. That was then. Now the Kings, who started their playoff run as an eighth seed, are one win away from capturing the team's first Stanley Cup. And virtually all the LA fans are preparing to celebrate.
It is really amazing. One win away. And Lord Stanley will grace his presence here at Staples Center in Los Angeles.
This evening, there could truly be a Hollywood ending. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.